Are we there yet?
Oh, God damn it. Weird. All right, we're there. Good enough.
All right. Hello, y'all were, internet.
Y'all were quiet. You were quiet longer than I expected.
All right. I'm going to lead it off. I almost wanted to send this out as an email, but you know what? I decided I'm going to lead it as a surprise. So the squirrels have not heard this.
Oh God, are you pregnant again?
I am pregnant as fuck. No, that's just being fat. Oh. that's just I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I eat my feelings. but by eating my feelings, I mean drink my feelings.
Yes.
Oh, that's not even remotely a lie. So last night I made some pulled pork, and I served it over the tomato rice, which we haven't talked about here. But Brady, I know you've done it. Has anybody else done the tomato rice?
Oh yeah, I have.
Essentially, the recipe is you fill your rice cooker up with rice and water, and then you take one or two, depending on the size of them, tomatoes. You cut the core out of the tomato, so essentially just cut around the stem. To get that, you know, hard core out of it, drop it down in there, sprinkle some pepper on top of it and some good olive oil, and then let her go. And then when it's all done, the tomato is going to be pretty much just a wet piece of bread, and just stir the rice until it's all incorporated. And it is fantastic. There's no reason why it should be as good as it is, but it's really good. And it's not exactly tomato-y. Would you concur with that?
Yeah, it's not. However, you know what I like to do when I make my rice?
What's that?
Salsa.
Ooh.
Instead of a tomato, add like salsa. Or
salsa's your power move, isn't it, Brita?
Well, salsa's
pork
always
loin,
good.
Salsa.
Yep. I found these sriracha diced tomatoes in a can. You know how you can buy a can of diced tomatoes?
And now you can buy everything with the suffix of sriracha on it.
They're so good.
Go ahead.
You just throw it in with the rice as you're cooking the rice. And it's kind of like the tomato rice. I mean, you get the tomato-y thing, but also, you know, more flavor.
Yeah. But needless to say, this morning I was, I cleaned my rice cooker and threw it in the drying rack. And when I pulled it out, I went, oh, it's not dry yet. And I took a towel over it, and the towel went brrr, against the bottom of it. No, that wasn't droplets of water. That was the nonstick coating on the bottom and it bubbling up.
Uh oh.
And I will note that I could not remember when I bought this rice cooker, but I might have bought it like 17 years ago in Maine.
Oh my God.
So I promptly took that rice cooker, brought it out to the garbage can, and tossed it in there. And then pulled up my tablet and brought up Amazon.com and was looking at rice cookers.
Good idea.
And I think you may figure out where it's going here, but...
Are you getting an Instant Pot?
I am getting an Instant Yay! Pot. It should be arriving Good. On Monday.
A real Instant Pot or a faux Instant Pot?
Faux. You can make faux in an Instant Pot?
I think you can make faux in the Instant Pot. It's pronounced fa, Alan.
Faux.
Faux.
As in...
Faux.
Great.
Yeah, but no. It's. I believe.
Oh my God, you're gonna love it! I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. It was one of those. Awesome. I was holding out on getting it because I like my crock pot because I like throwing stuff into the crock pot in the morning, and then essentially getting home from work and having everything being done, and I just have to like make a vegetable because finding time to cook in the evenings after work is a bitch. And so crock pots are absolutely ideal. So it's cool that it could get stuff done faster, but it was still doing a lot of the stuff that my crock pot was doing. It wasn't necessarily solving any problems that I had. And then my rice cooker, and then I didn't need it for a rice cooker because I had a rice cooker. Mm-hmm. Well, now I don't have a rice cooker. Well, so now this is going to take the place of the rice cooker and I can branch out and
This is a great segue because I wanted to talk about the recipe in my Instant Pot that I made this you know, a couple days ago.
Well, talk away, pothead.
Go ahead, Brita.
Well, okay. Jay is not going to like it because I'm sure he's a pasta purist, being Italian and all. But I made this magical instant pot pasta dinner. And they referred, the recipes I've seen call it the soccer mom pasta dinner because it's like, you know, you come home. I don't know. I'm not even going to even pretend I know anything about soccer moms.
You come home, you pop three Valiums.
Right. That would be me.
Wash it down with Chardonnay.
And then throw shit in the Instant Pot and suddenly dinner. But
I would actually say white Zin from a box.
It is so amazing. I had a lot of doubts about this recipe because I was like, there's no way this can work. It's ridiculous. When you hear about it, you're like, oh no, this is ridiculous. What you do is you take your Instant Pot and you put a little bit of water on the bottom of the pot. And then you put a bunch of still frozen from the freezer, frozen meatballs in the Instant Pot.
Okay.
And then you take, like, you know, one of those boxes of pasta, like, you know, like, I think it's a pound or whatever, but like, you know, a box of pasta. I use rotini. I threw that in there. Raw. You do not cook it. You put the raw, hard pasta on top of the frozen meatballs.
Uh-huh.
And then you take a jar of pasta sauce, one of the bigger jars, you know, like, I don't know how many ounces, 32 ounces or something. You dump the jar of pasta sauce in on top of the raw pasta. And then you take the empty jar and you fill it with like maybe 2/3 full of water. And, you know, you shake it around so you get like the extra pasta sauce that's left in there. But you get some water in there and then you dump that in on top of everything else. And then you cook it on high pressure. And the rule is that you cook it on high pressure for half of what the box of pasta says. So like if your box of pasta says cook the pasta for 8 minutes, you will cook your
Wait, boxes of pasta have cooking instructions on them?
They do, actually. So you half that and you cook it on manual high pressure. So what I did was 4 minutes high pressure. And then I did because Mike thought, you know, let's do natural pressure release. Don't immediately vent it. But I don't think it would have made a difference actually. But, so we did 4 minutes on high pressure and then 4 minutes, kind of just let it sit after it was done cooking. And then we vented it and opened it. And honest to God, it was perfect. Like, perfect.
And it's actually going to be good because the pasta is getting cooked instead of being cooked in just regular water. It's getting cooked in the sauce and all the good stuff.
And the
good.
And the meatballs were cooked through and not frozen still.
That was the thing I worried about. I was like, oh, the meatballs were frozen. How can they possibly be? Nope, they were hot. I mean, it was like they were too hot to eat.
Oh wow,
nice.
So it takes a certain amount of time to get the pot up, you know, up to pressure. But then once it seals, it's 4 minutes and then like a few minutes after that. And then you vent it and then you stir it up and it's literally perfect. I couldn't believe it.
All right,
it's magic. Yes. Highly recommended.
I want to get an Instant Pot just to do this.
Seriously, it's amazing.
Well, I'm also excited about, like, sometimes I will, like I said, I do my meal planning at the grocery store. I see what's on sale.
Right.
And sometimes I see like more crock pot meals than I have, than, you know, more potential crock pot fodder than I have like days that I'm going to be at work. And specifically, or one of those like, oh, I would love to cook this for tonight, but no, I can't because I'm going to be back from the grocery store around 11. And
right.
So I need to get dinner going. Well, I don't need to worry about it. I can actually throw it in the fridge and sit on my ass for a little while.
Yep.
That's always
cool. So no, I'm quite excited about this.
I was reading a thing today about Instant Pots and pressure. I guess it applies to any pressure cooker, but it was Instant Pots. But apparently they've done some study And they're saying when you cook starches like potatoes under pressure,
mm-hmm.
it converts some of the starch into an undigestible form of starch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Poop starch.
And it applies, it does it with pasta, it does it with potatoes, it does it with anything. I forget, you can look the study up. Just look for, you know,
pressure. Let's turn this around, Brady. You had this pasta dish a couple of days ago, right?
Are you asking me about my poops?
I'm not asking you about your poop. So
everything has been A-okay.
Okay, well, that's all you need to say. Because, I mean, the bottom line is, if you were converted something to an indigestible form of starch, I mean, the...
What would happen?
Nothing.
It turns into fiber.
Yeah, it's fiber.
Oh, wow.
That's Metamucil. That's whatever that bullshit is that comes in the can that's in the pasta aisle that says Parmesan cheese, that is not the block of actual cheese that is in the refrigerated section at the grocery store, which is what actually is Parmesan cheese. I don't know what it is, but it looks like sawdust. It tastes like sawdust. And do you know why it looks and tastes like sawdust? It's actual fucking sawdust.
Huh. Yeah.
No. Like they put cellulose in it as an anti-clumping agent.
Oh, wow.
AKA sawdust.
There you go.
Nice.
And, but again, cellulose, like the king of indigestible fibers. And no big deal. If you ate a lot of it, you would just, you might find that your results were a little bit, you might see some odd results. But honestly speaking, overall, probably not bad for you.
If you have too much, it turns it into a kidney stone, which goes to live with Alan.
Why is Alan away from the mic? Is he chasing a cat?
Probably.
Do I get to drink?
No.
Oh, I'm drinking anyway.
Sorry, Alan. Couldn't resist that one.
So what's new? Jay?
I'm still a father.
Apparently, Mike Pence having dinner with his wife is an international incident.
I just read that.
I'm starting to get a handle on the actual scope of this absolute monstrosity, but People Magazine and Mother Jones are all over it.
Those fucking heroes at People Magazine and Mother Jones.
Bill Clinton was raping women in office. Joe Biden was groping the hell out of them. Mike Pence has dinner with his wife, and it's, oh my God, the end of the world.
But he has made a rule that only his wife. He will only dine with his wife alone. And you know what the problem with liberals and this and me is that liberals have no trouble accepting the fact that Muslim women in many, many parts of the world are not allowed to leave their homes without a male escort. However, Mike Pence says, you know what, I don't want to dine with any other woman alone except for my wife, and suddenly it's a scandal.
Well, so goes the double standard of you've got somebody from a country and a religion that mutilates their women's genitalia and denies them personhood and doesn't let them drive, doesn't let them go out with a male escort. When they go with the male escort, they don't, if they're going to the supermarket, no. The man walks ahead of them and they have to stay behind. And all of this, and when they discover that, you know, they find two young gentlemen enjoying some time together, they bury them with an earth mover or they burn them alive. Enjoying some
time together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I think there is sort of
somebody goes and goes, you know what? I'm kind of not comfortable about somebody with a penis. I don't know what the rest of them looks like, but there's a penis there and they're sitting in the stall next to my daughter. Or they're wanting to come into the gym locker room with my wife. You know, those people are horrible. but the ones of the, yeah, no, I cut off my daughter's clitoris and then I'm going to marry her into slavery.
Right.
Totally cool.
That's their culture. Weird.
That's right.
Not only totally cool, but female liberating.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. All these feminist groups all have these like,
oh yeah. Can we crazy talk about
Palestinian
that?
And Saudi radicals.
Oh my God.
The burqa is the ultimate form of feminism.
Right.
I cannot.
Well, what about the Palestinian terrorist who led the march, the women's march, yes. and is now agreed to be deported to avoid jail because she lied on her immigrant?
It's right up there with the people that have a dog, and both people work, you know, 8+ hour work days, and before they leave in the morning, they put the dog in the crate. The dog likes this crate.
Oh. That's just wrong.
I know a bunch of people that do this. Their dog likes the crate.
No, they don't.
Yeah, their dogs are literally out of the crate for like, I believe like maximum security prisoners get more time to stretch their legs than these dogs.
My God. Yeah.
I want to see if y'all can hear this. I don't know if this is going to work or not.
I'm not hearing anything.
I'm trying something. Oh, shit.
I hear Alan cursing.
He's trying to shit.
Hang on.
Jay, when you get to be this age, you'll also be having trouble taking a shit.
God, I hope so.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, I got runner's bowels because I was like...
Oh, what?
Wandering around the kitchen trying to get dinner ready, and all of a sudden I'm like, "Oh!" and sprinted.
Oh,
the
no.
The old Jim Gaffigan line of the every time I shit, it's an emergency.
Holy crap.
Why does that happen? Because you're dehydrated, I think? I don't know.
I mean, I hydrate. I mean, I'm like one of those people that runs with a bottle of water.
Jay has a beautiful family, a beautiful home. A wonderful job. God just needs to even it out somehow.
with the horrible screaming shit.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I'm looking at the Mayo.
This guy shoots AR-15s for a living, and he's gonna be doing a hunt for free for pay. Yeah, I'm gonna make him shit himself a little bit. let's every time he laughs, let's have him poop a little bit.
The cause, according to the Mayo Clinic, the cause of runner's diarrhea isn't clear.
The Johnson Wax.
Oop, I heard something.
Program with Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve.
Is this what you were talking about, Alan?
Yeah. I found it.
Alan and I were talking old-time radio before everybody else joined.
The makers of Johnson Carnew and the whole family of Johnson Protect the Surface products present for your enjoyment The Great Gildersleeve, written by Len Levinson. Your new summer radio show brought to you each Tuesday night at this time.
The Great Gildersleeve in 1941.
It was a good show. It's
we'll
funny.
We'll hear all about The Great Gildersleeve in just a moment. Right now, here's a question for you quiz lovers.
How much are we going to listen to this?
About
35 minutes.
No, it's a 15-minute show. I don't.
I love that old-timey accent they all had.
Oh, yes. What they call it? The Mid-Atlantic.
Yeah, I love
Edward
that.
G. Robinson.
A completely fake accent.
Right. And Katharine Hepburn had it. Yeah. And,
what's his
and
name?
Cary Grant. Cary Grant,
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the, yeah, like Edward R. Murrow. There were all kinds of famous people had that same kind of weird faux accent. They actually taught it in school.
Oh, it was taught.
Yeah. It was a taught accent. It was supposed to be a cross between American English and British English pronunciation. It was supposed to be one of those like class things. Hoity toity, you know, you were supposed to be, you know, the upper class was supposed to talk like that.
Is that kind of like right. how James Earl Jones talks? Because he's got a really crazy classical accent.
No.
No, it's like the Kennedys. Ah!
Well, yeah, the Kennedys have got something. There's something fucked up with that. Nobody else talks like the Kennedys, with the exception of John Forbes Kerry, who's literally putting it on because he wants to sound like the Kennedys.
Have you ever seen the movie Anti-Mame?
Yep.
There's a at the end of the movie, there's a character who does. I mean, they're parodying this mid-Atlantic accent, and they all talk like with their jaws clenched, and
yes,
you know, they say everything is top draw, you know,
like so, like Thurston Howell.
There's a great example in Anti-Mame. If anybody, it's a great movie. If anybody wants to watch it,
oh, I say, but, yeah. Brita, shall we go down to the club?
The top draw. Yeah, it's. I think the way to do it is talk. Keep your teeth closed and talk.
Yeah, that's right. That's how you do it. you keep your jaw shut.
Well, the one thing I must be upset about Alan's radio show is the one that he picked was not sponsored by a cigarette company.
I think some of the, well, no, that was Johnson. Was it Johnson Wax? I think, I forget who it was.
Yeah, it was.
It was Johnson. Yeah. Yeah. There's some of the, and if you go, I'll put a link. There's, if you just Google like old radio, you'll find all kinds of websites that are like, you know, have all these shows, and some of them are hilarious. It's like, you know, there's like, you know, Lucky Strike Theater and shit like that. I mean, it's,
I like the one of Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble sitting down at the end of the day and having a fine Winston cigarette. Winston tastes good, like a cigarette should.
Oh man. Yeah, they were it was a simpler time. They were more blatant in their ad placement than they are today.
Oh, I loved it when cigarettes were good for you.
Oh yeah, I like the ones where the old ad where the doctor's like, "Yes, before I go in the operating room, I always have a cigarette to calm my hands."
And a snort of gin.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
Oh boy.
It's so like actually, I heard the Pence thing, but what are the dorks on the left saying?
Well, part of the problem is that the liberals don't understand the appearance of impropriety.
I disagree. I think they do. I think Pence was damned no matter what he did.
Well, that's true.
Because if he were out in a restaurant with a woman who was not his wife,
oh yeah,
it would be blown up everywhere as mystery woman in Pence's life.
Yeah.
No matter who it was, it could be, you know, Peggy Noonan writing speeches for him.
Hmm.
He might as well be eating her pussy. He better be eating her pussy because he's paying for it.
Yeah,
or at least grabbing her by it.
Well, a lot of the tweets I saw, and I forget where it was, but somebody aggregated a bunch of them, and it was just stupid stuff like.
He hates women.
Yeah, you know, but no, it's like bacon. somebody was like, so you would. You wouldn't have lunch with a woman, but you're okay having lunch with a gay man, or, you know, something like that. It's just typical, you know, stupid shit that, you know, I mean, I know lots of people who are married that won't be, you know, that don't do, you know, lunches and dinners and stuff without their wives. And I know lots of people that don't give a shit. So, I mean, it's like, you know, if that's, see, that's what's so funny is this is just how they choose to,
right.
To do
this is their lifestyle,
right.
You're supposed to accept 58 right. different genders, and Heather has two mommies,
right.
And this, that, and the other thing,
but Pence Jay, can't
you're
have,
you're getting too deep. No. The left societal view is the Republican is wrong.
Well, thank you. Yeah, yes,
that's true.
That's all it is. I mean, if I don't know, I'm trying to think. I mean, like if Elizabeth Warren didn't want to sit down with some, you know, sit down with some person, you know, without her husband, you know, that was an opposite sex of husband president, so not to appear impropriety. That's just showing respect. But a Republican does the exact same thing. No, no, it's always wrong.
They're just jealous because he's secretly race Bannon.
Yes.
He's going to shoot. He's going to shoot at them with a rifle while hiding behind a bulldozer.
Well, it's we're almost halfway through the show and we haven't mentioned the Brexit yet.
We really need Hayden for that.
Well, we don't have Hayden, so we'll have to fumble through it. And then he can call us up on the next show and tell us how wrong we were about everything.
about England being in flames.
Yeah. I honestly was surprised. I didn't expect it to happen. I didn't expect the Brexit vote to happen. I didn't expect Parliament to vote for it. I expected them to do one of those typical EU, let's have another vote until they got what they wanted kind of things. I just didn't expect it. And then the other day, the Prime Minister signs the Article 50 thing. And it's like, you know, okay, this is going to happen. I mean, you know, it's still the EU, so they can still find some way around it, I guess, if they really wanted to. All they'd have to do is say, yeah, let's have another vote. But
remember, you know, this is the continent that invented the Stockholm Syndrome.
Right.
Just saying.
Right. I think it's great. I think England was stupid to join the EU in the first place. I mean, historically speaking, I apologize for this in advance, Brita.
Hmm?
The British Isles have not been continental. I mean, since they were invaded by the Normans, by the Vikings, they've not been, they've actually taken pleasure in not being like the Continentals.
So. Well, here in America, you'll see the, you know, you'll stay at a motel and they'll be like complimentary continental breakfast.
Right. Which is shit.
It is shit, but you don't realize that, oh no. Like in Europe, there'll be a continental breakfast, but there'll also be an English breakfast, which is the opposite of the continental breakfast. Right,
which is something you actually want to eat. You know, it's like bacon and eggs and all the good stuff.
I thought it'd be like bubble and squeak or something.
No, man,
it's
beans and roasted tomatoes.
It's good stuff.
It's probably got some dicks with spots on them.
I don't think that's a breakfast thing.
Blood pudding.
Spotted dick could totally be breakfast.
Black pudding's probably good. Delicious.
It's like a steamed sweet pudding. It'd probably be great for breakfast.
Better than a damn sweet roll in a muffin.
Sweetbreads.
An Eggo waffle that you heated up in the toaster.
Ooh, hey, those are good. Slap some peanut butter on them.
Heat it up with a toaster. Aren't you fancy? I use an iron.
You don't
press my shirt, cook my breakfast.
You don't stick it on your radiator for the drive to work.
You're gonna wrap in foil for that.
Come on, Jay. Multitask.
Little radiator cooking.
Yeah.
Say radiator instead. It makes it sound better.
Radiator.
Oh man. What was the other thing you sent? Somebody weird sent a bunch of shit in the email.
Can I dive into it? I think
yes. We've gone far
enough that, like, so I guess I'll lead off with the, there was that Trump protest. I forget where it was, but the bunch of the anti-Trumpers, what's it called? Antifa? What the fuck does that stand for?
It's anti-fascist.
Yeah, anti-fascist.
Oh, isn't that clever? Jesus Christ, you fucking heroes. But so there's a Trump rally and a bunch of the Antifa people show up. And of course they're all wearing masks.
As they do.
You know, like you do. And what's the first thing they do is they encounter the woman. It was a woman too, who organized the rally, and they hose her down with pepper spray. And like decent human beings would do, some of her supporters whisk her off to safety while the other ones beat the monkey fuck out of those dipshits.
Nice.
And, But and of course, also we talk about, progressive double standards, is a man assaulting a woman totally fine if it is a progressive man assaulting a Republican woman.
Of course.
Right.
She had it coming.
Exactly. But the news headlines, of course, are, Trump supporters attack anti-Trump protesters.
Right.
Adorable. Adorable. Violence erupts at Trump rally.
Yep.
That was another one I heard. Good job, guys. Good job.
Oh, yeah, that's a carryover from the campaign. Yeah. That's all I heard was there's all this violence. Every time there's a Trump rally, there's violence. Like, because the leftists are going there and shit.
Because you guys bring it.
Yeah. It was in the fucking emails the Russians hacked from the DNC.
Yep, that's right.
You fucking hypocritical pieces of shit.
But so now,
it all started when he hit me back. That's exactly what that is. They stir people up, send them there. The people they send start pushing people around, and that sometimes the Trump supporters don't even do anything. It's the violence is caused by the other people.
Yep.
And there's violence at Trump. Right? Trump supporters are violent. Well, every time there's a rally, violence erupts. Well, really?
Yes. Because you're ensuring that
Rice is violent, because every time she's around her husband Ray, they wind up in a fight. Ray Rice was a Baltimore Ravens. He was a football player who was suspended for beating his wife. I remember
a domestic pugilist, if you will.
Yes, I remember it only because he was initially suspended for less time than Tom Brady got for deflating footballs.
Allegedly deflating footballs.
Allegedly knowing about deflated footballs.
That is true. Yeah, they were saying, there was some. It was just some little helper dude that was actually allegedly squeezing the air out of the footballs.
Hey.
Of which that were given to the Patriots for full possession. Again, that was the big thing that got me. I mean, I'm not a sports ball fan, but it's one of those like I had to assume that the one sport that I played. Yes, or at least sports ball sport that I got my varsity letter in was tennis. And when you go to a tennis match,
it's really hard to deflate a tennis ball.
No, it's super easy. Just use an ice pick. but you don't want to deflate a tennis ball. But either way, at the start of the match, the official cracks open a can of tennis balls. They come out, you play a set with them, and then no matter what those balls are, you throw those balls away and a new can gets cracked. I mean, I don't know about Wimbledon or all those. They may even have more strict things where every few rounds, a new set of balls comes out. But it's the balls are being supplied by the venue.
Keep saying balls.
Balls.
And how many times do you have to run back and forth across the court before your balls come out?
The balls come out first, then you run around.
And you hit them. Well, of course. Why not?
but the idea that, no. Like a week before the game, you're given a bunch of footballs for that game. Why the fuck would you do that if it wasn't so that they could mess around with them?
Well, okay. I can tell you a little bit about how teams think. Because I was slightly involved in a thing that had something to do with the NFL once.
You saw a thing that had a dude that there was a guy with a thing?
Yeah. The teams.
Adam was actually the backup. Allen was actually the backup quarterback for the Houston Texans.
That's right. The teams are so paranoid about spying and espionage and dirty tricks and things like that from other teams.
I wonder why that is.
they are super paranoid about it. So much so that they don't like the teams having access to. It's just they're just super paranoid about it. So, I can totally see them having being like, okay, so we're bringing our own balls to the game. I mean, I can totally see that happening. Not trusting,
but they're not their balls. They're the NFL supply. It's not even like it's the New England Patriots.
I know. They're so weird, and they have so many bizarre rules about shit that it's amazing.
My dad will be very pleased at how much sports ball we're talking about. Oh, I know.
It's crazy.
We've gotten so far off the original concept. But yeah, so dragging this kicking and screaming back to our point.
Yes.
Yes. So needless to say, yeah, we're talking about Jay was illustrating very, very nicely on one of my overall arguments of the, you know, do not be around places where leftists are protesting. Yes. Because leftists don't know how to protest. They only know how to riot. I mean, I was always like shaking my head at the laughing at liberals guy. There was a guy out in Washington State that was would bring a camera to liberal events and film the liberals in their natural habitat for the purpose of showing off who they are and you know, getting into, you know, quote unquote closed meetings. And I'm just like, geez, I don't know if I would do that. I don't know if I would get in these people's faces. I mean, I've had enough problems with just dealing with them on the internet, let alone, you know, actually getting within, you know, handshake distance with them. And then all of a sudden he came to Black Lives Matter, and I'm not going to say whether I am for or not, but he pulled his gun on, you know, on some of these guys. And I have seen the video and definitely think that he made some serious tactical mistakes as far as the situation where you pull your gun. But at the same time, it's Black Lives Matter. Like, they've killed people.
Oh yeah.
And so they're very violent.
And it's not just Black Lives Matter. You start tangling with union people and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
You can die real quick. And you get crossways with some of these more violent unions, like IB, what was it, International Brotherhood, IB,
EW,
Local 98 in Philly. They'll burn your fucking house down.
Yeah,
your car will be, you know, burning in your driveway one morning. I mean, they are that violent. So, yeah.
I've heard the stories of what happens to scabs that cross picket lines.
They'll mess you up.
Or even better, union people that are, no, I've got a fucking family to feed. I don't want to go on strike. I want to get a paycheck.
Nope.
And I'm going into work. Nope. I'm going to do my job so I can get my fucking money, because I have a mortgage. Nope. I have a family.
They'll break bones.
Oh, they'll break bones. They'll smash the windshield of your car.
Yep.
Oh yeah. No, they'll fuck you up real good. Now that leads into something that there was this recent story where was it out of? Let me just look it up real quick. I came so well prepared.
Yeah. Is this the, where they were open carrying?
Yeah.
There's been a number of people who have pointed out that it's possible they're just airsoft.
At least one of them wasn't airsoft. You could tell by the picture.
Now, what confuses me about that was the pictures I've seen, they were all exhibiting really good trigger finger discipline.
Yes.
Right there makes me scratch my head.
Well, I mean, there are leftists with guns. I don't get them. I didn't know that there were that many to get into like one place at one time, but
yeah, they got all of them.
But there are leftists with guns. What's hilarious is they're leftists against, you know, white supremacy, and they're pretty much all white people.
Yeah.
Where is this based out of?
Like, the funny part.
This is Arizona.
What is it, Phoenix?
Yeah. And so here there are a bunch of lefty anti-Trump people with guns. And I'll say right now, good. Like I for one, when I was hearing all these, you know, these left-wing people after Trump got elected going, oh, fine, I'm going to, now that Trump's elected, I'm going to go get a gun. Good. Yeah, go get a gun. Go get a gun.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Yeah, I mean, there's a nice thing about gun ownership. When people say, you know, oh, you know, American gun owners are more law-abiding than the general population, more law-abiding than the police. It's because it's a self-correcting problem. You act a fool and you're a gun owner, you get your ass thrown in prison. Not even jail, fucking prison.
And then you're not like, a gun owner anymore.
And then you're not a gun owner anymore, and you're not the general population anymore. I mean, it's the when you suddenly take the step to become a gun owner, stakes get risen a whole lot higher. And
yeah, I've known gun owners that, you know, once they started buying guns and trying to own guns, they suddenly are rethinking their political stance because they're like, wait a minute. Do I really want the government to have this much power over what I can and can't do? And that kind of like, you know, the light bulb goes on and they're like, hey.
And then also they get the thing of the, you know, we hear all the time from the anti-gun sides, no one's trying to take your guns away. We just want reasonable regulation. Except for everything they're doing is trying to take people's guns away. And if you listen to them in candid, when they think that they're talking, they're just talking amongst themselves, they're trying to take everyone's guns away. So right. Suddenly when you go and blow, you know, $600 to $1,000 on an AR-15 and buy a whole bunch of ammo and maybe become a member of a local shooting club. And suddenly that's suddenly a decent investment. And also something that you realize, you know what? Also, shooting a gun's kind of fun. And these leftists start going, oh, I'm going to take them away. Well, that's good. So, but that leads to the question. And I'd like to hear what you guys think, because, you know, I've definitely known some people that were a lot more wild and crazy and fast and loose with their life. And suddenly they started owning guns. And suddenly they're like, you know what? No, I'm not going to. You know, I'm not going to play these sort of games. I'm going to be a little bit more straight and narrow because I don't want to get pulled over for an out tail light, have someone find a joint in my car. And now all of a sudden all my guns get taken away. So what do you think for these? So these are leftists and they are protesting and they have guns. Where does this go? Does this go bad or does this go good?
I think it's going to go bad. It's just a matter of time before something happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I keep on seeing, Mike and I had this discussion the other day about, you know, the protesters, how the protesters are pepper spraying people.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that's assault and battery.
That's completely assault and battery. And you have to assume that, let's say that you're peacefully, you know, demonstrating as a Trump supporter, whatever, and three black clad people come at you.
With masks.
Yeah, they look threatening and they start to pepper spray you. And you have to kind of think, what is their intent here? The reason you pepper spray someone is to, like, disable them. They're, you know, you can't fight back, you're blinded, you know, all this stuff. So what is their intent? They want to beat you up. They want to stomp you into the ground, probably. At that point, that's a deadly threat, and you are legitimately allowed to start shooting.
Yep.
I think pepper spray is a deadly threat.
To somebody with asthma, probably.
Well, yeah, to me it would be.
Sure.
Or just think about how these guys are pepper spraying. It's not one person coming up and pepper spraying you.
No.
It is 8 people, 10 people, 50 people with masks.
Right.
And signs that are designed to be broken away and used as clubs.
Right.
And so it's one of those, like, if you get pepper sprayed, if you get knocked down, it's not that much longer before they can pour you over, you know, some popcorn. I mean, you're fucked.
Yeah.
And so you've got to remember that a group of people is a group of people with nothing is a deadly threat.
Sure.
You know, you'll be just look at all these different nightclub fires. I mean, people die, and people don't die because there's fire. People die because they get stomped to death.
Right.
And exactly. that's not a malicious action. That's just a panicking herd of animals. Now add in these people. Why are they wearing masks? Because they're wearing masks because they're going to do things that, if their identity was revealed, could be detrimental to their lives.
Right.
And you don't see masks on the other side, because these people aren't out to do mayhem. They're not out to break windows. They're not out to hurt people. They're not out to burn property. They're not out to kill people.
I think it's going to start going bad when somebody decides that they're going to defend themselves.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think that's going to be the breaking point. I don't think it's going to be like these, you know, anti-fa people. I don't think it's going to be them like shooting. It's pronounced, I think, anti-fa. This is all whatever.
They're against Vietnamese noodles.
Yeah. I think all this, like them carrying supposed weapons or whatever, I think that's all posturing and, you know, look how tough we are, whatever. But, and I think the problem is going to come down to when somebody who is legally armed decides that they're going to defend themselves against somebody who has pepper sprayed them or, you know,
or hitting whatever. Them on the head with their sign or whatever.
Or, yeah, or whatever. So I think that's when things are going to go bad. And I, God bless the first person who does that.
Because they're going to get crucified.
Yeah. The media is going to just crucify them.
Yeah, but I can see it now. Trump supporter murders protester. Yeah.
Unarmed right. teen.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. That's what it'll be, Jay. Yeah.
But it's a legitimate self-defense. I mean, if like three people are ganging up on me, honey, it's not even a question. So, but you have to notice that all of these kind of things that are happening where they're, you know, the pepper spraying and the fighting and the beatings, stuff is not happening. And most of the time not happening in places where there's like, you know, concealed carry is popular.
No, the riots are always happening in, you know, California.
Yes. You know, Maryland. So, but the Phoenix thing is interesting because Phoenix has a constitutional carry. So that's an interesting thing that the leftists are, you know, thinking.
But there was no violence there.
There was no violence. Yeah.
Which, good on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for them. But, you know,
I am all for leftists arming up, so long as they go ahead and arm up for your own self-protection. Go right ahead, because sorry, the Trump Gestapo is not going to be putting you in a concentration camp. And if they do, I'm going to start killing the fuckers.
And frankly, the gun dealers can use the business. It's really slacked off since the Trump
election. Like that was actually one, you know, to do a little inside baseball. That was something that was going on. There was a the guy that ran the billboard on the back of Fenway Park, the anti-gun billboard on the back of Fenway Park. He's since lost the contract. Good for him. But he decided at one point to try to show how easy it was to go into New Hampshire and buy a gun at a gun show and bring it back to Massachusetts. And
he wanted to commit multiple felonies.
Right.
Yes. But unfortunately, because nobody wants to go to prison to help his little stunt, he wasn't actually able to commit any felonies. So instead, what he ended up doing was he called up a buddy of his who is a cop and a Massachusetts or a prison guard. I don't know if they're sworn police officers or not, but someone who could clear a background check and was a gun owner and who lived in New Hampshire and essentially bought him a gun and documented all the buying of the gun by his friend.
So a straw man purchase.
Well, except no, because then the guy just got a free gun. But then he just pointed out how easy it was for him to commit these like layers and layers and layers of multiple felonies. And then
sounds like it wasn't all of a sudden, easy like at all.
A bunch of people pointed that out, and the ATF started investigating him and all that. And it turned out the gun was still in New Hampshire, that right. the guy just got a free gun. He was claiming that, yeah, he had brought the gun back to Massachusetts and turned it into police.
He proved that he could give his friend yeah. a pile of money that his yeah. friend could use to buy a gun.
Exactly.
And keep it.
Yay.
And keep it. Like, yeah. Exactly. That's that would be like me going into the bank, getting one of their free pens and maybe a lollipop and walking out and then telling everyone how I robbed the place.
If anybody yeah. wants to send me a pile of money so to see if I can buy a gun, I'll send you my email.
Yeah. yeah. I'm pretty sure we're all takers on that one. But yeah, but essentially, but a lot of people in the pro gun side were calling for this guy's head.
Well, yeah,
they were saying, yeah, he needs to go to prison and all that. But I'm like, no, the only thing he did was lie about what he did.
Right.
This is no different than the fat ponytail dude talking about how he's in SEAL Team 6.
Well, couldn't a zealous prosecutor make a case of conspiracy to violate
yeah.
the law?
They could.
That
doesn't change my right. argument. Is this guy under no circumstance deserved to go to jail? And like, and I definitely turned some heads. I don't think anyone really, once I started stating my case, because I wasn't talking to leftists. But once I started stating my case, a lot of people were nodding. But he did no crime. All he did was lie about it. And that's good enough, because that shows what horse shit their talking points are. So like, he did us.
It wasn't even as egregious as the douchebag that waved around the high cap magazine on the air in Washington, D.C.
Right. That actually was a crime.
Right.
That actually was a crime.
David Gregory, by the way.
Gregory, right.
The douchebag.
Yeah, no. This was nothing but him giving us a gift wrap present in the mail. Is everyone talks about, oh, you know, Chicago and Massachusetts and New York City and New Jersey, they've all got horrible violent crime problems, and yet they've got every gun control on earth. Yeah, that's because the guns are coming in from other states. Well, number one, the ATF trace data is public, and no, yeah. they're not.
Yeah.
And number two, it clearly shows. No, you go into another state and you try to buy a gun, you can't. Ever so often, somebody manages to,
right.
but not enough to arm a gang in Chicago.
No.
And the other killer is, if you look at the data, actual prosecutions of those violations plummeted under the Obama administration.
Yeah.
People that actually violated, that did straw man purchases, that were trafficking in firearms to people that shouldn't own them, those prosecutions went down.
Well,
if you remember,
that's because they're all Democrat voters.
In 2012, Biden was asked about that, and his statement was, oh, we don't have the manpower to follow up on that.
I think this is right along the lines of, you know, 90% of all the guns sent back to the United States from Mexico for tracing trace back to the United States.
Exactly.
Well,
and subtext not stated also trace back to Fast and Furious. Trace back to the United States because the United States gave them to the cartels.
Well, and they sent guns that came from the United States to be checked. You know, if you've got a Eastern European gun with Cyrillic markings,
you want to go the 90% of the guns that are turned up are absolutely American guns. They are American M16s and M4s because that's the issue rifle of the Mexican army. And the Mexican army's got something like a 20% defection rate.
Right.
And when they leave, they don't go by themselves. they bring trucks, and they bring guns, and they bring rifles and machine guns and grenades. So, yeah, no, there's a whole bunch of American shit that shows up. But when they look at the serial number, they go, oh, yeah, no, this is ours. We can just take that. We don't need to send it to America. We'll just take it back. But yeah, like I said, if they want to arm themselves to protect themselves from a problem, that's fine. Because guess what? I'm armed to protect them from a horrible government. The government goes bad, I'll shoot the bastards. I don't care if I like the people they're rounding up or not.
Right.
You know, when they came for the Jews, I said nothing because I wasn't Jewish. No.
Yeah.
I'm the one saying that the KKK has every right to hold a rally, you know, in the public square. And I would even go so far as saying the KKK should need to pull a fucking permit to hold a rally in the public square. You know what? If they're burning cross, burn some of the grass in the public square, fucking bill them and bill them at like not, you know, 90% overcharge for the cost of repairing the damage that they did to the lawn. But if it's a public square, guess what? It belongs to all of us, including racist fucks that I hate. And guess what? They've got just as much right for me to speak. Because the freedom of speech is not about someone going on Instagram showing their waffles that they had for breakfast this morning. No, it's the fucking dickhead that's talking about how, you know, how apartheid South Africa really had a few good things going for it. Do I agree with that? No. But guess what? That's protected speech. And if someone tries to shut them up because, no, you shouldn't be saying that, or we need to say space and we need trigger warnings. No, fuck you.
It is funny how all those South African countries are now begging white people to come back and run things.
I'm just going to leave that alone.
No, it's true. Zimbabwe was like, oh, yeah, all you white farmers.
Rhodesia?
Huh?
You mean Rhodesia?
Yeah. Yeah. Zimbabwe. They actually, they're actually begging all the white farmers that they killed and ran off their farms and took them. They're actually begging them to come back and run their farms.
Well, go figure, because they killed and run off all the white farmers and just gave random black dudes because they were black the farms.
Yes. And now they're going, oh, please come back and run your farm. And yeah. People are like,
why are we starving to death?
Let me give you a hint. If you ask me to run your farm, I'm going to run your farm into the fucking ground because I'm a biologist, not a farmer.
Yeah.
I will be able to tell you all the reasons why the crop should be growing.
It's Brondo. It's got electrolytes.
It's got electrolytes. It's what plants need.
No, man, because of all the stuff that I've done to this and the angle of the sun and all that, the crops should be growing wonderfully. Well, where are the crops? I don't know.
Oh, wait, I was supposed to plant seed? Damn it.
You want to catch a fish? Yeah, you talk to a professional angler. Don't talk to a marine biologist, because let me tell you, I will wear my arms out casting that hook into the water. I'm not going to catch any fucking fish. I'll tell you why they should be biting. I can't tell you why they aren't.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So I guess the only thing we have left to talk about is leggings on planes.
Leggings are not pants.
You know what? Shannon, you know what?
What?
It's
leggings are not pants.
Well, no, they're not.
Are they underpants?
Well, you can wear them under your pants if you want.
But what do you, Brita? Do you have leggings?
Yes.
Tell me more.
I also have yoga pants.
So wait. So yoga pants are pants.
Yep.
But leggings are not.
Leggings are supposed to go under things, aren't they?
But
I think
they're the same thing.
I think a big problem with most leggings is not the clinginess, but the quality of the fabric. Most leggings, the fabric is quite sheer, and you should not wear them as pants.
In other words, you should wear something over them.
For instance, I just received a pair of leggings, and they're really funny and cute and adorable, and they fit perfect, and they have a cat on them. However, the material they're like a light color, so you can see my tattoos through them. Well, so they are not pants. So I'd have to wear them like under maybe a short skirt or like under a long top, you know, that sort of thing. So it's like they're sheer enough where you can see what is underneath. And that is the case with most leggings. So that is why people have problems with, you know, leggings and pants.
Well, those specifically, actually, the so for those not knowing, first up, hilariously, it was Shannon Watts.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. That brought this up.
Like she doesn't have enough to do.
Well, actually, there's some interesting statements that Miguel from Gentry's Zone made some very interesting analysis that she might be thinking about running for public office. So she's she's expanding her palette to all sorts of other virtue signaling. but Shannon Watts saw these was it two or three girls get told, no, you're not dressed appropriately. You cannot board the plane. Mm-hmm. And she just went ape shit over it and Twitter about it. And then it came up very, very soon afterwards that, well, no, these people are, I believe they were family members of, was it United?
Yeah.
But of the airline, they were family members of the airline. So therefore they were flying as family members. So they were flying on the airline's nickel. And the overall statement is, if you are flying with us, we are, even if you're family members or all that, if we gave you a free ticket, you are an employee of the airlines and you are going to dress appropriately. And they have a long list of things that they do not allow. They do not allow you to have midriff showing. They do not allow you to have your butt crack showing. They do not allow sheer pants, pants or leggings, so spandex, all that stuff. They do not allow revealing clothing. And you know what? The bottom line is, guess what? If you're paying for the flight, if they say, you know what, you have to be wearing a Gumby costume.
Yep.
You have to be wearing a halter top and stiletto heels. That includes you, Jay.
Hey, guess for what? If they're paying for a free flight, I might do that.
If they're paying the flight, I'll fucking do it. Yeah. I don't give a shit. A free flight? Flights are expensive.
Yes, they are.
You could get real. I'll fly buck ass naked if it means the TSA doesn't touch me. I'll do any dress code you want. And pay for my flight if it means that I get to walk past the fucking TSA. You know, I mean, you pay the ticket, you take the ride. I mean, it's whatever. That's fine.
But there's this whole like feminist body shaming leggings thing that is going on, and I'm firmly in the camp of leggings are not pants. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your body looks like, even.
Frida.
Stop. Yeah.
Would it be fair to say it would be the same sort of thing as wearing just nylons?
They're practically nylons, just thicker.
So kind of like, you know, like from a man's perspective where I'm like, I have pants and shorts and occasionally the kilt.
Yeah.
And nylons.
Nylons. Yeah, that's strictly a comfort issue.
Yeah, I mean, the material is very sheer, and that's where this is where yoga pants is different, because yoga pants are usually a thicker material. You know, I'll wear yoga pants or like, you know, exercise kind of pants to the gym, and they're designed to not show anything through because that's what you're wearing them for. Leggings are designed to go under things.
Do the yoga pants dampen the grunting?
I don't know. People still grunt at the gym.
I meant yours.
Not me. I don't grunt. Nope.
Maybe you should.
Will I lift more if I grunt?
No, you might.
Okay.
It's like in lots of sports, they teach you to vocalize your power move, you know?
What?
You know? Yeah. Cause you're supposed to
tennis. Alan was a featherweight boxer.
Lots of lots of martial arts and lots of weightlifting. They have this. There's the claim that if you put your into it, you know, you do better.
Ki.
You know, they make a. It's a thing. I don't know if there's any validity to it. But
just so you know, I have with my uppity daughter. Constantly discussion of like what are tights and what are leggings and all that, and she wears a lot of leggings.
Yeah, and, little girls leggings. Yeah,
little girl leggings, and she just wears them as pants. And they and they pass as pants.
But, yes, and because that was, they're made for that.
And that's what I was going. So I was looking at that, and I was like, oh, "Is Breida right?" And so here I am. I did a Google image search just for leggings, and Breida, you're 100% correct. These are underwear.
Thank you. Yeah.
Like, this is like absolute camel toe central.
And yet, yeah, a surprising number of women wear them out in public with nothing covering up that area.
My favorite picture of somebody wearing leggings in public, and this is hilarious. And
is it Johnny Depp?
No. There was like some black woman standing at the counter of like a fast food restaurant. Somebody behind her must have taken the picture. And she's wearing like kind of light colored leggings, and you can see her underwear underneath. And printed on the ass of her underwear is "I heart dick."
Missed.
I was like, wow. Okay.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. That's why you don't wear leggings as pants.
Because you can see what's underneath them. Everybody knows your business.
Yes.
Everybody.
So I guess that's the differentiator between leggings and pants. If you can see through them, they're not pants.
Right.
I'll buy that.
I think overall the rule is, yeah, if you can see through them, they're not pants.
It's just such a great, you know, it's such a great microcosm for the anti-freedom group in general. That they just jumped on this without knowing the full story, without bothering to find the full story.
I mean, to be fair, they're very stupid people, Jay.
Yes, that's exactly where I was going.
Yep.
You know, didn't bother to find anything out, talk to anybody, learn, educate themselves, just blurted out and again, insulated from the consequences.
This is also all the celebrities talking about, like Michael Moore tweeted out that the other day will be marked as the beginning of the extinction of humankind because
Trump, he's not allowed to wear leggings.
No,
they don't make them big enough.
Yeah, I don't think they make any leggings at the parachute factory. about Trump rolling back some of the EPA regulations.
Oh, geez.
And like all these really fucking dumb celebrities all chiming in about how, this is the end of the world as we know it. And yeah, it's one of those like, good job, guys.
Speaking of dumb celebrities, Chelsea Clinton's tweet this week.
Oh, man.
She was trolling.
No, she was not.
Because that's like the new thing. If you get caught saying something stupid, it's I was trolling.
No, she was not.
Yes, but everybody knows that saying the I was trolling is exactly the same as the Pee Wee Herman. I meant to do that.
Yes.
For posterity, we should say what her tweet was actually.
Yes. You want to do it, Breida?
I think. It was somebody had a drawing of Abraham Lincoln.
It was a flyer for a Trump rally.
Okay.
And it was the Abraham Lincoln portrait on the $5 bill.
Okay.
But it was altered. In what way, Breida?
They had put the Make America Great Again hat on Abraham Lincoln.
And
ball cap.
And what did the brilliant genius MSNBC intern daughter of the first woman president of the United States have to say about that?
She said, I don't know verbatim, but she said, oh my God, this has to be Photoshopped.
Yep. Please tell me this is Photoshopped.
Please tell me this is Photoshopped.
And a million and one people are like, nope. Abraham Lincoln absolutely owned a Make America Great Again.
That's right, he did.
Not only was it, but a black and white Abraham Lincoln owned a red Make America Great Again hat.
I think this is a good call for a hearty, bless her heart.
Well, I mean, let's just face it. The brain is a muscle. I don't know if Chelsea Clinton was born retarded. She might have been. Oh, evidently, Bill does a lot of cocaine, and that cannot be good for anything. Nope. And who knows what's wrong with Hillary?
Except it's probably not his daughter.
What?
I've absolutely heard that
Look
one.
At her.
Though the woman who was fucking Bill before he became the governor of Arkansas said, "Oh no. I've known Billy a long time, and I've seen photographs of him as a baby, and him as a baby looks absolutely like Chelsea Clinton."
Oh, okay.
Look at her now. She looks just like Bill Clinton.
Well, yeah. She has had so much. No, you can't say look at her now. She's had that is not surgery. Chelsea Clinton you're looking at now. She's had a lot of fucking work done.
Yep.
Like not an alarming enough. Amount of work
done. Yeah, not enough. Well, you know, they can only go so far, right?
Like Mickey Rourke looks at her and goes, "Geez, you could have dialed that back a little bit." Thank you. I'll be here all night.
Gianna Versace's going, damn.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Gianna Versace, who looks like Janice from the Muppets.
She does. Oh my God. She totally does.
Oh, yeah. Man. Well,
everybody Google it for yourself.
Yes.
I love how it's pointed out that, you know, well, Chelsea Clinton, you know, she's actually very smart. She has all these degrees. Uh-huh. And I'm like, aren't these the same people that told us, oh no, George Bush only got into Yale because his daddy went there and he got a gentleman's seat, which they just gave him because he was famous and his background doesn't mean anything. He's an idiot. He, you know, he flew jet planes. Well, he AWOL.
Look at Hillary Clinton. I mean, everything she has ever done has just been has been done at the top of the ivory tower. I mean, she got that internship at MSNBC, which, as far as I know, was her only real job in her entire fucking life.
Chelsea Clinton, not Chelsea.
That wasn't a real job. Weird.
That is the closest semblance. Has she done anything else? I think that's the closest semblance. Like, I think the only other thing that she has quote unquote done is working for mommy and daddy. And so when you have a life like that, it doesn't matter what you are. Like, what can you do? It's like the royal family. Maybe they're complete idiots. Maybe they're super geniuses. It doesn't fucking matter because they're never asked to do anything. So how are they going to know how to do anything?
True.
So yeah, the brain's a muscle. If you don't exercise it, it atrophies. And well, then you have someone who looks at a black and white picture of Abraham Lincoln with a Make America Great Again hat and go, what the fuck, Abraham?
But since she's a Democrat, it doesn't matter. She never has to worry about being smart or anything. I mean, look at the Democrats in office. Good God, they're a bunch of idiots.
Look at Hank Johnson. He's still holding office.
Yeah, look at all of them.
One could tip over at any minute.
Nancy Pelosi. All these people are stupid. That
too, more recently. What did he say?
Well, they're all idiots.
Do you remember? But yeah,
it just, you know, being stupid is not a handicap when you're a Democrat.
No,
it's not much of a handicap when you're a Republican.
It's not much of a handicap of being a Republican, but being, if you're a Republican, you have to be stupid, but not so you'd notice.
Right.
Being a Democrat just means you can be as dumb as you fucking want to be. Right. Look at Joe Biden,
Maxine Waters, all of them. Yep. I mean, they're
rapey as you want to be. Yeah. Bill Clinton.
Yeah,
there you Eleanor go. Holmes Norton.
Oh. Oh man, what a bunch of brilliant fucking people in charge! Good God!
Yeah. Oh, Chuck Schumer. Oh, let me tell you, part of me absolutely hates the fact that he is now like he's the big boss. Another part of me is just like, oh God, this is awesome. I hate the fact that every time I turn on the news in the morning, I hear his weaselly ass fucking voice saying something really fucking stupid. But at the same time, it's his weaselly voice is saying something stupid, and he's the chief Democrat.
Yeah,
he the boss.
Well, we're out of time.
We are out of time.
Good show, eh?
Yeah.
Next week, Jay won't be here.
Right.
That's right. I will not be here.
And this episode is brought to you by Winston Cigarettes. Winston's tastes good like a cigarette should. Top recommendation by doctors. Smoke a Winston, live longer.
Not true.
Not true. I think you could say it's not true if I said it in an old-timey radio voice.
Well, good night, guys.
We should do more of those.
Old time. Should all do it.
I still want to do an entire show that entirely sounds like AM Zoo Crew Radio Puker.
Oh, and we lost Brita. So.
Brita's like, I'm done. Yeah. Bye.
Fuck all this. Right. I'm gone.
Yeah, we're gone. Right. Bye, everyone.